From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. For decades, the Front Street Animal Shelter has helped thousands of lost or unwanted animals across Sacramento find their forever home and supported pet owners with services like spay and neutering or vaccine clinics. However, a recent performance audit from the Sacramento City Auditor made dozens of recommendations to resolve problems at the shelter. These issues range from overcrowding to staffing shortages that have delayed care and services. A needs assessment was also commissioned by the city and released last year. It also found multiple deficiencies and made recommendations, from renovations and improvements to building a whole new shelter. The full audit report is scheduled to be presented to the Sacramento City Council this Wednesday. Joining us now is Philip Zimmerman, the manager at Front Street Animal Shelter. Philip, welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start by talking a little bit about the history of the Front Street Animal Shelter. It's been there for quite a while.
Yeah, so the original facility was built in the 1910. At that time, you know, animal shelters were basically rabies quarantine facilities. So animals, specifically dogs, were brought to the shelter to complete their quarantine, and the majority of the animals were euthanized at the end of those quarantines, as adoption and return to owners were not priorities of facilities at that time.
So a long history, and initially a fairly different purpose, a more specific purpose. Obviously, you've widened out a lot of services now. Let's get a sense of the numbers over at the shelter today. How many animals does Front Street take care of every year?
Yeah, so we take in between 9,000 and 10,000 dogs and cats, and then a couple hundred other miscellaneous pets every year. So those are our majority. I was looking over a previous audit from 2000 last week, and in 2000 the animal brought in 17,000 animals.
17,000.
Yeah,
that is a lot of animals. We're talking dogs, cats. What else do you bring in?
Snakes. We had hens with chickens last week. We get different types of reptiles. We recently had brought in a ferret. So you name it, we get it.
And then there's a wide range of services. You talked about rabies being the main sort of quarantine function early on, but now you do quite a few things over there.
We do. So not only do we do rabies enforcement, we also provide vaccination clinics that are free to our community and actually beyond the Sacramento community. Adoption services, post-adoption services for adopters that may be having some challenges with their previously adopted pet. We offer our homeless outreach assistance program, which is a group that goes out and interacts with our unhoused community members and offers basic services like vaccines to some wound care, spay and neuter as well. And that's a program that we have been growing because we know the need is huge, because many of those people will not go into housing if they cannot take their pets. And many of the requirements are that those animals be spayed and neutered and current on their vaccinations.
Well, turning to the audit, I wanted to know, is this audit, this report, did it come as a surprise? Have you been hearing about concerns from the public?
Yeah, so originally, you know, the city has a city auditor's office and they have a work plan. And so every couple of years, you know, every department or division may be requested by them, the city auditor, and or the council member or a city manager. And so we had an audit that began with the city auditor's office early January 2020. Well, we all know what happened shortly thereafter. So
right.
The audit was suspended at that time. And so with everybody having staffing shortages, our audit just got pushed further down on the list. So we did ask for our own audit and asked the city auditors to go ahead and contract it out.
So in addition to the audit, a needs assessment was commissioned by the city and published last year that also identified several deficiencies at the animal shelter. What can you tell us about this assessment and how it relates to the audit?
So the needs assessment, again, was something that, you know, we've done a lot of improvements to the shelter facility over the years. But there's just a lot of things that just can't be fixed. There's, for example, you know, having an outside dishwashing area. Well, we all know the weather in Sacramento. And so we're expecting our volunteers to wash dishes, do laundry in either, you know, 50-degree rainy weather or 110-degree weather in the summer. So just some of those things, those would be things in a modern-day shelter, would be inside.
And the building itself, I mean, we talked about the history. It goes back to 1910, but how old is the building?
So we have multiple kennel buildings. Those were the original buildings, you know, and then eventually we added an administrative building. We added a modular, added a medical building. But again, still not enough to handle the demand of 10,000 animals that you're trying to save. It's just an outdated facility.
Well, on that topic of the number of animals, one of the major audit findings points to an increase in the pet population in Sacramento since Front Street was first built, which has led to this persistent overcrowding. What kind of an increase have you seen in the number of animals at Front Street, and what kind of an impact is that having?
So, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, back in 2000, the animal shelter was taking about 17,000 animals. The euthanasia rate of those animals was not what it is today. It was much higher. All the way back to 2012, the euthanasia rate was up in the 70%.
70%
yes.
Back then.
So we are, you know, hovering around the 80% rate. We've been a little higher at some points during the audit. Fiscal year 23-24, we were actually at our highest save, what we call our save rate. I think it was 88% for dogs and high
the
70s.
The save rate.
The save rate, yes.
This high level of in the 80s.
Yes.
I see.
And so it takes a modern facility to be able to save that many animals. And when you don't have a modern facility, that's what causes the overcrowding, because you're not able to move those animals out fast enough.
You know, one of the recommendations in the audit was for the shelter to expand its spay and neuter programs. Is the shelter in a position where it's going to be able to expand those services?
So there's two, you know, there's shelter animals that need to be spayed and neutered. As many sectors, you know, we were extremely short-staffed during the pandemic, and a couple years later, and we've struggled. And so we got to a point where we weren't even able to keep up with our spay and neuter of shelter animals, not only with our staffing levels, but also with our community partners, because they were, again, dealing with the same things that we were. And so that has been a struggle. We have made great strides. We went from having 872 animals in what we call foster to adopt. So that's basically an animal that has been adopted, but we can't finalize it here in California until it's actually spayed or neutered. So we created some partnerships with some local and national organizations, and we've now been able to get that number down to 85 animals and foster to adopt. So that's one track. The other track is the community spay and neuter, and that's for the own pets. And again, everyone is struggling right now. One, not only the lack of affordable spay and neuter, but even being able to get an appointment. In most community clinics that are low cost, it can be upwards of a 6-month wait to get a large dog.
6 months.
6 months.
Wow. Wow. And remind me again, I mean, is it the same kind of wait at your shelter, or, I mean, can people bring pets into your shelter?
Yes. Yeah, so right now we do, like, for our homeless outreach assistance program, we receive some grants, and so we can do some spay and neuter, especially for those community members that are trying to get into permanent housing.
So it's a more limited sort of service for specific populations.
Correct. And we can do it not only in-house, but we can also use our partners as well. So again, just the overarching need for spay and neuter cannot just be solved by Front Street. And to be frank, none of the animal welfare organizations in the Sacramento County are going to be able to accomplish this anytime soon, because there is a nationwide shortage of veterinarians and veterinarian support staff.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Philip Zimmerman from the Front Street Animal Shelter about a recent performance audit from the city of Sacramento. Philip, another major finding of the city's audit dealt with staffing shortages. It says the shelter was operating at about 70% capacity when the audit was performed. Why has it been so difficult to maintain staffing levels or to hire new employees?
Yeah, so as many sectors, not only in animal welfare, but because of the pandemic, you know, there were a lot of employers that were having a difficult time recruiting. And so we were no exception, especially with veterinarians. There is a nationwide shortage of veterinarians, and we're trying as organizations to tackle that in many different ways. And so we've been very fortunate. We currently have 3 city veterinarians. Our medical team of 7 RVTs will soon shortly be fully staffed. We have 1 outstanding person that will be starting here in the next couple of weeks. And we have a total of 9 positions. We have identified 3 candidates that will be starting here within the next month. So we're doing really well compared to some other organizations.
Are there changes in the hiring process or requirements or credentials that can be made?
Yeah, so that is one of the recommendations, and I totally fully support it. We are a large city. We have a lot going on right now with the budget. And so it's on our priority list, but as a city entity, you know, there's a lot of players. And so I'm looking forward to working with our HR department, our labor organizations, to lower those standards for the entry-level positions.
One other finding that the audit talked about was our topic was stronger enforcement of licensing and vaccinations. Said the shelter should enforce that more. It says only about 14% of dogs and 7% of cats are licensed. Why have these percentages been so low, and what changes have been made to increase those numbers?
So the main reason is when you don't have officers that are out in the community and they're just going from emergency call to emergency call, any proactive enforcement of animal licensing is just something that's not on the priority list. So with having almost being fully staffed now in field services, that is something that we are already doing. Some of the other recommendations were at our free vaccination clinics offering a license to pet owners that live in the city of Sacramento, even if it's a free license for the first year, but at least we get them in our system and then they pay for their license the second year.
What is the argument for making sure your pet is licensed? I mean, what are the services that it provides you, or what are the penalties you could face if you don't license your animal?
Yeah, so all 58 counties in the state of California are considered rabies areas. And so we are required as the agency for the city of Sacramento to have a rabies licensing program. And so that is the reason that we have a licensing program, and we require people to get rabies vaccines and their licenses. And what it does for the pet owner is it reduces the length of the quarantine period. Should their animal be bitten by another animal that tested positive for rabies, come into interaction with the wildlife that tested positive for rabies. So there's a benefit to the pet owner and the animal, in addition to bringing in some revenue for the animal shelter.
So if they're licensed, you've checked them out, you know the information, and the quarantine period can be less. That's one benefit for the pet owner?
Yeah, 10 days compared to a 6-month quarantine.
6 months. Wow. That's a big deal. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about Sacramento's budget. You referenced it earlier, but obviously the city is dealing with a budget shortfall right now. It'll probably be difficult for Front Street to get more city funds, or enough that it needs for, say, a remodel or a new building. What are the creative solutions, creative ideas to get the funding to the shelter that it needs to improve care and services?
Yeah, so we've already been approved to use some of our operating funds from this current fiscal year to set aside to do some interim improvements.
So taking operating money to help improve the actual facility itself.
Again, limited changes. You know, we're not going to be building a new medical clinic with those funds. But again, it's some of the low-hanging fruit. And then going forward, you know, it's going to be challenging times for the city. We currently, you know, we already fundraise for many of our community programs, our foster programs, our outreach programs are all donor dollars or grant based. And so I'm looking forward to partnering with the community to see if we can have some type of public private partnership to make a new shelter happen. But as we've all been talking about, things are very in our community across the country. Things are in limbo right now for a lot of our organizations.
Right. No, it's a difficult time when it comes to funding. Philip, when it comes to keeping the public informed, how is Front Street going about that? I mean, what sort of transparency measures are in place? How are you going to let people know when improvements are made at the shelter?
Yeah, so we are one of the very few shelters that, you know, all of our statistics are currently live on our website. They refresh every 2 hours, so you can see how many animals are in the shelter. You can see how many animals are in foster care. We're currently working on a field services page, so you can see how many calls are pending, how many calls have been handled by our officers. So again, just keeping that front and center so they can see how many animals are in our care and what the outcomes are.
Well, I know people are interested in the topic, and Philip, I really appreciate you coming here in studio to talk with us here on Insight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Philip Zimmerman is the manager of the Front Street Animal Shelter. We've been talking about a new city audit of Front Street, which highlighted several issues at the shelter and offered some recommendations to address them. The full audit report is scheduled to be presented to the City Council on Wednesday. Up next, cuts to AmeriCorps continue to have a ripple effect in our community. We'll learn about what the loss means for early childhood programs in California. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Chris Nichols.